The Steve Cochran Show.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
Couple of days.
I wish I could grow one.
.741 still to come. Concerns about Trump, things maybe you don't need to be worried about. The truth about some of the protests that are going on. Mike Madigan can't be bothered to show up for a meeting to decide whether or not a budget's going to be permanently approved. There's a lot of real quality people in government. I don't know if you've noticed. But let's break now for something very important, and that is Movember. Movember is the month each year where people grow mustaches with the idea that you're going to help those in need. You can dedicate your mustache growth to charity. The Movember movement is led in no small part by a famed scientist out of St. Louis, a Dr. Aaron Perlett, who we'll get to in just a second. But, Pete, I can't help but notice you are facial hair free.
Steve, I'm on television every Sunday, and my co-host, Irv the Gypsy, has a full beard and mustache, so I'm clean shaven.
So you see it as balance?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can you also not grow a mustache or a beard?
Steve, I'm Lebanese. I can grow a mustache by the end of the show.
You shave every 90 minutes or so?
I did, during that last break.
Yeah, I thought that was where you'd gone to. Dave, you don't have a mustache or a beard.
I do not.
I've seen a picture of you with a beard, a full beard.
I used to have a full beard.
Yeah.
And now I, once in a while on vacation, I will just not shave, and it grows pretty quickly, but it's a little, how should I say it, lighter than it used to be.
I'm familiar with that.
Really itchy. I don't remember it ever being. It's very itchy.
Well, you know, I've gone with the goatee, or as I like to call it, the distraction. Because once I went high and tight with the hair and buzz cut the hair, you want to sort of, create something else to look at other than my big bald head. So you've got the goat now. And I don't mean that in a Cubs way. But then there's young Bennett. Bennett Wagnite's here, and Bennett is rocking a mustache that, and again, we'll get Dr. Aaron Perlett's take on this, Bennett, but I mentioned this yesterday. You look like Tom Cruise's assistant in Valkyrie. You look like you're going to go out and try to kill Hitler. That's the mustache I see on your face.
It's only 15 days old, mind you. So right. I don't have, you know, the get-up that you've had. I don't have the genes of Pete over here.
Well, see, I'll readily admit I can't grow a full beard. I grow a full beard, and it looks like the Vermont trees at fall. 18 different colors coming in. It's all very weird. Yeah. And I don't need to look any older than I already do. But in your case, I think it's going to come in and it's going to be just fine.
Well, thank you.
How have you not gotten caught up in the millennial beard thing?
I actually did for a short, for a hot second there. Before I was here, I grew a beard for about 9 months. Just went straight wild man, yeah. Like Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was out of control. I got a lot of comments, not good ones, but I always say if you have the ability to grow facial hair, you know, a full beard, whatever that might look like, I say you try it just to see what it looks like.
Everybody should do it once.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you need to cover up a nasty scar or keep an upper lip warm during the winter.
Sure, sure.
But do you take offense when people say it doesn't look good?
He sees it as a compliment.
No, I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about in general, do guys really? I mean, if you know, because I kind of did a faux pas with my son-in-law because he's growing this beard. And I kind of said something to him, and I'm like, oh, now I feel really bad that I said it. So, Johnny, if you're out there, I apologize.
But, yeah, well mustaches get a really good rap.
No, but once he's your son-in-law, you can say anything you want to.
I guess he's like my son, you know? And I was pulling on it, and I'm like, yikes, this thing is really yuck.
Well, you know, young Ross Cochran's had a beard now for 2 or 3 years because my daughter-in-law, who I love very much, she loves it. I, personally, not a big fan.
Yeah,
because I think you know, at 25, it makes him look 30.
I agree. Yeah.
So yeah, and you regularly mocked Ross's beard. So why are you worried about mocking your own
son-in-law's
beard?
Ross didn't mind. he's cool.
The Rock named sexiest man alive this morning. That's a streak that is now. When did I get into this business? 1980, 1981. I guess 80, so 36 straight years where I haven't been the sexiest man alive. Listen, we're all shocked. Let's go to Dr. Aaron Perlett, standing by for Movember. Dr. Perlett, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Steve, thank you for having me on, as always. I appreciate it, and congratulations to your audience for having this opportunity to engage with me.
And also, thank you for the fine scientific work you're doing at the American Mustache Institute.
You're welcome. I appreciate the kindness and the recognition that we are doing the Lord's work, and that is regardless of which Lord you care to pray for.
Sure. What sort of facial hair are you sporting currently?
Right now I have a relatively thick beard, much like your son's, I would suggest. But I tend to go back and forth between various forms of high-quality facial hair.
And before we get to the reviews of the staff's faces, one thing I do want to point out is Movember is an opportunity for you to raise money. How does the charitable part of this work?
So there's actually several charities. There's No Shave November. There's Movember. You can find a variety of...
Which one would you recommend? Because you're the guy.
Well, I think it would be unfair of me to kind of make a determination of which one is a better one. Most of them, what I really like about them is they're all essentially adopting a sexually dynamic mustached American lifestyle to do good, and it's typically for things focused on cancers affecting men.
Sure.
I think you could look at Movember very much like the men's version of the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Ah, sure. Okay.
There is a...
So it's a good thing.
It's a great thing. There's an organization called Zero, which is basically trying to minimize cancers, down men's cancers down to zero, that we've actually partnered with at times throughout our history, along with Wall Tremors.
Well, if it's good enough for the American Mustache Institute, it's good enough for the Steve Cochran Show. That's my point. All right, now we have sent you photographs of the various people on the show. And Pete, by the way, chime in if you have any questions for Dr. Aaron Perlett. Pete McMurray's here this morning because he has nowhere to go. Generally, our booking requirements are a little more stringent than that. But in Pete's case, we're willing to make an exception. He'll be filling in for me tomorrow. So, Dr. Perlett, let's start with Bennett Wakenight. You have Bennett's photograph there. I described him as Tom Cruise's sidekick in Valkyrie trying to kill Hitler. Is that the mustache you see?
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is I do, but what makes it is his facial structure and also the hair on top of his head, because when you grow a mustache, it's not simply just about the hair that's on your lip, but it's how it connects with your wardrobe, the rest of your look. And so, you know, not every mustache style is right for every upright mammal. I do like his mustache.
Oh, you do?
Very trim. Yeah, it's very efficient. It's like making love to a German. It's extremely
efficient. Oh, man.
All right, that's all positive.
Thank
then.
You,
do you have any questions for Dr. Perlett, Bennett?
I guess the only question after, you know,
like where did he go to school?
Aside from that, I can get into that later. I think everyone should know their limits when it comes to facial hair.
Uh-huh.
You have the goatee, works well for you. I guess, doctor, after seeing my mustache, do you think I should grow it out or keep it high and tight?
That's a great question, doctor. What are your thoughts?
I like the way you've got that chevron-style mustache, and it seems to fit your face rather well. Okay. Plus, you know, being of ginger descent, you really need to think about having too much orange all around your head. So I think that just doing the mustache is that chevron style mustache it's really a good move for you.
Right. We apparently sent you a bad photograph where Bennett appears to be a redhead. He's actually more of brown hair, brunette,
A light brown,
light brown. Yeah,
yeah. But I'm sure there might have been shades in the picture.
Now we also sent you a picture. We also sent you a picture of the former, because I know you're based in St. Louis, former St. Louis Blues head coach and the head coach of the world champion, three-time Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks, three times in his reign, Joel Quenneville. What are your thoughts on his mustache?
I'm a longtime fan of his mustache because, you know, I always think about longevity. And, you know, what's great about Coach Quenneville, not only is he a winner, but he's a winner propelled by his labia subucula, which, Steve, as you know, is Latin for lip sweater. And he wins and he really tends to stick with it year round. He's, you know, he's not like one of these folks that you know, with all due respect, that are growing it for, you know, a short term purpose. He's someone who's willing to hang on and live that lifestyle and adopt it.
Would you repeat lip sweater again so Pete can write it down?
Sure, it's labia subucula.
I do have a question for the doctor. What about the neck beard? We see a lot in the neck beard during Movember.
Well, that's not good. Can't be good. Doctor?
I'm a believer that, you know, there is no such thing as bad facial hair.
Only there it is. He loves everything.
Facial hair. So I'm a fan.
If your beard looks like your turtleneck, that can't be a good thing.
Well, the reality is that many of us more evolved men, we have a lot of chest hair, and so if it seamlessly blends into that chest hair, you can create that nature trail. I really don't see a problem.
Okay, there, labia subucula. By the way, doesn't labia subucula sound like a French coffee or some sort of fancy coffee that you would order? I'd like the grande labia subucula.
I'll take it.
All right. Finally, I sent you a picture of. Let me ask you about my son. I sent you a picture of my son's beard. What do you think of that, Ross Cochran?
The beard is great. He looks like he could use some. I, you know, what I would suggest would be a good male role model. But other than that,
I've never liked him. Dr. Perlett, I'm talking about. And Dr. Perlett, finally, my goatee. As you know, I have trouble growing a full beard, and I don't need to look any older. What do you think of the goatee?
Always been a fan, but, you know, it was interesting. I was listening to the enormously long lead-in before our conversation, and it's okay. I will forgive your commercial sponsors. But and you were talking about how you don't like to do the beard because you have a variety of colors.
Yes.
But I don't know. And the reality is the beard, the goatee that you have is, you know, has plenty of gray. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that having a beard or having a denser mustache is going to change that perspective. It's all about your self-confidence, Stephen. I'm concerned about you, and I wanted to spend some quality time with you because when I hear you...
You hear a lack of confidence with me, do you?
I do, and that upsets me. That concerns me because, you know, you and I go back
a long time.
Go back to when we were in the Horseshoe Fitters Union 438 back in 75, I think.
And those were good days.
Those were good days, but it concerns me because we've known each other so long.
Well, you know, maybe I need as a strong role model. If people want to go to the American Mustache Institute website and find out more, what do they do?
Well, they can come to AmericanMustacheInstitute.com, and we actually have a November facial hair growing guide and some tips there for people because there are so many who are adopting our lifestyle and kind of, you know, dipping their proverbial toe in the pool this month. So we want them to take proper precautions and learn how to grow an effective facial unit.
And much like Make America Great Again, is there a slogan we can take away from this?
You know, that's the beauty of our lifestyle. We don't need a slogan. We just need rugged good looks, sexual dynamism, and an attitude that nothing can be done unless we say it's going to be done. And then we get it done, if you understand what I'm talking about, as we talk about getting things done.
Yeah, Bennett, I would advise you to go to one of the doctor's all-time favorite mustaches, and that would be a man named Burt Reynolds.
I'm aware.
Who was a huge, huge movie star at one point.
He's my role model, so I think you just have to find yours, Steve. That's all.
Apparently, again, what I need is a strong role model. Mobro.co/Bennett Wakenight.
That is correct for my Movember page.
Mobro, MOBRO.co/Bennett Wakenight. Of course, Bennett Wakenight spelled the traditional way with 4 W's and 12 T's. So you can check that out. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.